you will find in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela that as much as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized devotion to Krishna, he has almost equally emphasized knowledge and understanding of Krishna as a basis for the devotion. One will not be able to suddenly feel dependence on Krishna artificially by some imaginative ecstasy or sentimental speculation, as Prabhupada says. But one has to gradually hear the knowledge about Krishna's position and see that knowledge in action in the universe that we live in. We can see how, just as a tree is nourished by the waters from the roots when it is green and young, but the same tree becomes dried up later. In the same manner, our material bodies are nourished from childhood to boyhood to youth, and after half the century is over, then the body is dried up. So you will find the strength is supplied and the strength is taken away. Similarly, the bulb is electrified by electricity and it glows. At another time when it is switched off, the bulb, the glow of the bulb is finished. Similarly, we are given knowledge or we are given forgetfulness by Krishna, as he himself says in the Bhagavad Gita. So our Shakti is given and taken away. Our Buddhi is given at one time or taken away at another time when it is supposed to be taken away. So these things one can observe how this is happening in this whole creation. And also, when one is in tamoguna or rajoguna, one is caught up in a little world, imagining everything surrounding oneself, and one is in a bewildered situation. But when one is in sattvaguna, one can see how the seasons are changing, and the sun is rising, moon is rising, and all the species are created, they are maintained, and they are destroyed. Just like a potter takes a wheel and puts some clay in the middle and makes a pot. And varieties of shapes of pots and utensils made of mud are coming out of the wheel. When the wheel is rotating, the potter is using his hand to shape them up. So neither is the clay pots coming by chance, nor can such things happen by any ordinary person's imagination, because the clay potter is a very great expert. So Prabhupada says, this material nature is like the wheel, and the clay pots are the 8.4 million species of life. So nature is producing 8.4 million species of life, but not whimsically, because there is a potter who may not be immediately seen. He might have gone into his house for some time. That doesn't mean the wheel is producing on its own by chance. So the material universe with 24 material elements is like the clay with which all the 8.4 million species are produced in this world. So the Lord is creating bodies for us. It is being maintained. It is destroyed and goes into the oblivion. But why this drama is going on? Because the jiva is given an opportunity to, in every lifetime, to see this phenomenon that everybody is physically nourished and physically perish, and everybody is given the buddhi or the forgetfulness, and everything is being created and it is maintained and destroyed. And beyond all this phenomenon is Krishna's eyes, which are never blinking and constantly watching and witnessing every movement that is happening in this world at every moment. So those who can see that can only appreciate how the whole creation is resting under Krishna's lotus feet. So only one who sees this phenomenon with one's eyes can feel great dependence on Krishna. When the knowledge is awakened, dependence is natural. It is not artificial. But when one is passionately caught up in a rat race of I, me and mine, in a little world of imagined success and imagined acquisitions and imagined fan following, such a person remains in utter foolishness, submerged in darkness, imagining oneself to be the creator, enjoyer, controller, proprietor. And such people cannot feel dependence on Krishna. And that is why Kunti Maharani says, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri, bodily beauty, wealth, great learning, great birth, all these things make one blind to see this reality. And such people with the little opulences shining, which is actually offered by Krishna, become so blinded that they cannot recognize these real facts of life about Krishna. And being blinded, they live in a little world, putting themselves in complete, utter forgetfulness and not able to feel dependence on Krishna. They can't call out the holy name of Govinda feelingly, Prabhupada says. So, the chanting of the holy name has to be done with a consciousness full of dependence on Krishna. And without that feeling of dependence, our chanting of the holy name will be eyewash. It will not produce the desired effect of approaching Krishna's lotus feet safely. And that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in all his discussions with his own devotees, several times talks about Krishna's position and Jiva's position and how we are utterly dependent on Krishna and how the whole world is revolving around Krishna. And he is revealing these facts so that by knowing it, by recognizing it, realizing it, appreciating it, we can feel great dependence on Krishna while calling out the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Harinam Prabhu ki.